Well, how do you deal with this situation with all the stress and anxiety if you're a recovering addict? Shelly Halligan, Director of Clinical Services at Aware Recovery Care, is on. It's a real deal. We had a call today at 7:30. Someone said they're struggling with this. Hi, Shelly.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
You're awake, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you.
How do you deal with this if you're trying to recover?
Well, one of the things that we do at Aware Recovery Care, we're actually a 52-week in-home addiction treatment program. So we're a facility without walls, so to speak. So we actually transform the individual's home into a treatment center, and we bring the support and actually can prescribe medications for detox and for medication-assisted treatment, such as like Suboxone, Vivitrol, those type of medications through telehealth right into the person's home so they don't ever have to go away.
So if you're a recovering addict currently and you've been stuck home or you're out of work and you're stressing or you have anxiety, this would be Aware Recovery can help.
It can, but we can also help for those individuals maybe that are having a reoccurrence. You know, addiction is one of those diseases that does not do well alone. Mental health in general, you know, when we're trapped alone, we're at home, we're not able to go to 12-step meetings or things like that, it really doesn't do well. So we're seeing a lot of individuals who are having exacerbation of their symptoms. Are they using drugs and alcohol to be able to cope with the fear, the stress, all those things that you guys have been talking about on your show and all over the news? You know, so one of the things that we do so well is to offer treatment right into the person's home. So if you're struggling with that, you can definitely give us a call here at Aware or visit us at aware.com. We also not only work with the person that's struggling with it, but we work really closely with their family. So we teach the families about addiction and how that really is a brain disease and how to best support the person who is going through the disease of addiction.
How could you tell you're living with someone? I mean, if it's not, if you're kind of thinking, you know, something's not right here, what do you do?
You know, like what I usually say to people, if people are questioning if there's a problem, there usually is.
Right.
If most people that have one or two drinks, or if they use, you know, if they're drinking socially, it's not a problem. But there's certain things that come up. I mean, people are experiencing legal issues, relationship issues, job issues. It's a constant thing that comes up. If family members are mentioning it, if people are noticing it, and if it's a constant theme in your life and it's causing you to, let's say, change your goals or change your outlook, then it may be a problem. I don't know many people who have ever thought, I think alcohol is a problem in my life, if it hasn't been.
Right. And it's tough. Sometimes parents look the other way because it's easier to look the other way.
And dealing with it.
It really is. And I think that's a really good point, especially parents. We see parents now, especially even children, not just young children, 17, 18, but even kids that are still living at home, 24, 25, 26. And so I think that line of, are they young and partying, or is this a problem?
Right.
And so I think there's a real difference there. And to be able to answer that, go to the experts, ask us, give us a call, and just say, you know, can we get an assessment? Can we talk to you guys and find out what's going on? Because we are the experts. And sometimes even as experts, I got to tell you, in some young people, it can be a little bit difficult to be able to tease that out. Is it a problem or isn't it? You know, but if somebody is getting arrested, if they've lost their jobs, if it's causing constant problems,
grades
in their
falling
life,
off,
correct,
not showing up for
disengaged
team practices,
from the family,
right,
no longer wanting to, you know, involve themselves in sports, grades falling, and if the child is really distancing themselves, especially with a lot of the weed, you know, marijuana that we're seeing, it really pulls the kid away from the family altogether, and it can be a problem for somebody that can have a predisposition for addiction. And right now, with this, you know, this lockdown, what we're going to see is that the hospitals are overwhelmed with individuals that are really struggling with this COVID-19. So they're limited as far as who they can see. And individuals that are needing detox may not be able to find a facility because, you know, there's some facilities that are having to be closed because they've had a positive either healthcare worker or a patient. So they're unable to get detox. So we can actually do in-home withdrawal management. So the person never, ever has to leave their home. They don't have to stop working. They don't have to, you know, not go to school. And they can get the detox right in their home, which is incredible. So they're not exposed to other pathogens.
That's amazing.
Right.
But what if they're in a home with other people who are drinking or using?
That can be an issue, and what we can do is we work with sober homes, so we get the person out of that environment, and we can get them sober, and then we try to help. We've worked with actually husbands and wives before. We've
right.
worked with partners. We've worked with couples. So we work with more than just one person in a home if we have to. That's really the rare situation. It's usually one person in the home that's having the issue. It can happen that way. But the other thing that we can do, we have our specially trained teams that have this protective equipment. We have an incredible infection control plan, and so we're dually Joint Commission accredited. So we kind of came into this pandemic not, of course, expecting it, but we were able to go virtual in 24 hours. So our teams not only can do virtual, the telehealth visit, telehealth, like 12-step meetings, support, all those different things. But we can also have teams that can go into a person's home. So not only if they are fearful of getting this virus, but if they're positive and they can't go inpatient, we can still come into your home and treat you.
How do you, let's just say you live with someone who at work got an injury, started taking pain meds, doesn't want to get off the pain meds, and now you're starting to think maybe they're not really in pain. Maybe they just like the meds.
Right. They're into it.
What do you do?
Well, you know, the first thing that you have to do is can be a very difficult thing, and that is you got to address the problem. I think the most difficult thing is that first conversation, is to say you've been on this pain medication for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. You're going to other doctors. I'm really concerned about your behavior.
Oh, that's a bad sign, right? Other doctors?
Yeah.
Because that means one doctor says you're done, you're going to another doctor, right?
Correct. Yeah. So you know, and if you're seeing multiple medications, multiple doctors, and that the person is no longer really present, again, addiction takes the person away from everybody. It's the ultimate isolation because you really are trying to hide what you're doing. The disease wants to protect itself. The disease is like other diseases. It wants to live. And so the way to do that is just to keep feeding that addiction. So the family, you know, is really important. That's why it's so intricate and part of our program is to educate the family. We know things that work and we know things that don't work. But the one thing that definitely does not work is to ignore it and to pretend it's not happening. We know that that doesn't work.
Right.
That exacerbates the problem and it continues it. And the person that's struggling with the disease, I've never, ever met an alcoholic or an individual that has an addiction of any kind that is like, I am so happy I grew up to be an alcoholic. I am thrilled that my life has become, you know, that I am using heroin on a daily basis.
Right.
That person is not happy. They are just now stuck in this disease. And so for a family member to come to them and say, listen, I'm not judging you. It's like anything else. What can we do to help? Because I want to help you. And the other reality is the person, it may be really in serious pain. That doesn't mean they don't have an addiction problem, too. So we collaborate with other providers. We collaborate with surgeons, whomever is on this person's team to be able to treat their pain, get them off the drugs that are causing the addiction, and then safely transition them into the community. That's the beautiful thing about working with somebody for a full year in their community. You know, you don't go away to treatment for 28 days, get this awesome treatment.
All right.
And you know, there's some benefits to that. And we work with treatment facilities, and we see that sometimes people do need to get out of their home. And so a beautiful way then, if they do need to go away, they come back, and then we can work with them, get them set up in their community with a therapist, primary care provider. However their path to recovery looks, that's what we want to encourage.
Well, Shelley, thanks.
The other really cool thing is that we get to work with that individual and not, you know, in a facility where they're with other 50 other people.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. A lot of great information in a short period of time. And we'll link up to Aware Recovery at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you.
AJ, Chaz, I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And
thank
I hope you.
You
guys have a great day and stay safe.
You too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.